one of my pet peeves in dating or online dating or whatever is when, you know, maybe the conversation dies down, no one is saying anything, but the guy goes, okay, what else do you want to know? You have any questions for me? Really? I think I would just ask you if I had any. You know, like, I get it, it's quiet, but you need to know how to spark the conversation. Don't ask me to ask questions. Motherfucker, you ask me questions. You want to get to know me? You want a second date? Anyway, that is what this segment is about. Me bitching about that. Stay tuned. Hey, it's Lady Jig of Love Exchange. Happy Monday. Thank you for tuning in once again. So this is just about how it happens a few times. It happened once on a date and happened once, twice during like me chatting it up online. So it's not too bad. I'm not saying all guys constantly do that. But okay, why is that why is that these guys have asked me this question? Oh, do you have anything else you could ask me? Or what else do you want to know? I'm like, motherfucker, there's two people here. Why don't you, you know, also ask me stuff? Like, he's like, I agree, but at the end of the day, it's all talk until we meet. Like, when we meet, we will know if we have chemistry, if we like each other, etc. Look, okay, dude. I mean, I get what you're talking about. Obviously, yeah, it's only talk, but this talk in the beginning before you meet is crucial because we're basically trying to see if we want to meet, right? Now, if already you're pushing me to ask the questions and you are not, trying to get to know me, why would I want to fucking meet you? Because is it going to be the same thing if I fucking meet you and you're just going to have me talk all the time? You're not going to get to know me? Like, I'm not gonna generalize guys here, but this particular person, like, I don't know, you're kind of auditioning in a way to get into the show, which is the show is the meetup, you know what I mean? So if your audition is whack, I don't want to meet with you. And I like a person that knows how to have a fluid conversation with me, that even though, like, maybe there's a slow, you know, there's a quiet time, that's fine. Conversations like that happen where it gets quiet. You should know how to, you know, kind of spark the conversation as well. It shouldn't be one person that will spark the conversation. It should be two people that know how to do that, I think. And each person is different. Like, maybe they'll talk about something in their day. Maybe they'll tell a joke. Maybe they'll share something about themselves. Maybe they'll ask something of the other person. So many ways to like spark it, and the fact that he's bringing about this is all talk, and then that when you meet, I'm just so annoying. Like, yeah, this is talk, but if you don't tell me anything about yourself, why would I want to meet you? I don't care if you're fucking cute. Seriously, looks don't mean shit if you're an asshole or if you are boring or a jerk or I don't have no interest of you. So I didn't say anything at first because, to me, in order for me to want to meet someone, I need to know them. I need to get to know them. Like I said, I need to know how much they're also interested in me. Like, if I'm just the only one showing interest, then I'll start to think, oh, this guy doesn't really care about me. Why would I waste my fucking time? There are so many people out there in the world, so many guys on online dating. Like, why would I try? Seriously. So this guy has to make more effort. You know, to me, he's being selfish, honestly. To me, this is a dating mistake. Do not ask someone, oh, what else do you want to get to know me? No, don't do that. It's not an interview. Do you know what I mean? Do you want the person to say, like, I'm proficient in Microsoft Word? Like, what? Oh my God, it's just so annoying. I hate when they say that. So if there are guys out there who are listening to this and want an online date, do not do that. Do not ask that person, hey, what else do you want to know? Like, no. It's not like I'm trying to date a wall with a face. That's not my goal here. So finally, yeah, I devised a response that I think is direct but not mean. I said, it's talk, but also asking me questions shows that you're somewhat interested as well. His response, I swiped right, I'm interested. I didn't answer him at all, and I'm not going to. Because do I have to really explain why that sentence is incorrect? It's correct in a way that, yes, you swiped right, so therefore you're interested. I fucking swipe right too, right? But I'm engaging in a conversation. Why can't you? You know what I mean? Like, you can't ask me to get to know me. So no, I don't like that. That's bullshit. So what the fuck is that, right? So obviously, anyone can swipe right, and it's obviously interest, but nothing will become of that unless, like, you get to know that person. Oh, God. Oh, my God. So annoying. I mean, don't get me wrong. In the beginning, he knew how to interact and contribute in the conversation, but he didn't also realize how important it was to also get to know the other person by, you know, asking them questions. Where are you from originally? Oh, I saw in your Bumble that you like this, blah, 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 blah. It does take some skills to date. It is. It takes, you need to know how to communicate. You know how to interact. There's actually skill sets involved in dating. So, anyway, too bad for that guy, because I'm cool. Letting you know I'm a cool person. Says me. But I can get some, you know, references and some, I can build a resume if you want to know. Anyway, I'm just fucking around right now this time. So thank you for tuning in and listening to this. I hope you're having a wonderful Monday and have the good week, or have the good rest of the week. There you go. Take care. Be good to yourself and be good to others. Peace. Bye. Okay, I'm interrupting the ending of this segment because I realized this is part of my dating pet peeve series. I have a few when I first started, and I was kind of actually doing one a day, which is crazy. I ran out of these pet peeves, but then eventually I got this one as I kept on dating. So anyway, back to the ending of this segment, which is basically the music, and that's it. Peace.